Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer, back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. How was your time the last 2 weeks? Did you have a lot of fun? We ended a past show saying it's time to have fun. It's time to fall in love. Yes, that's what I said. It's time to fall in love. It's all about having fun, if you think about it. People are not here to suffer and to constantly resolve one situation after another. It's not about handling one thing, solving it, then going into another thing, another situation, solving that, and then going into a third one, and so on and so forth. Life becomes all about solving problems. Everybody's now, hopefully, or I don't know whether I should use the word hopefully, everybody now has become expert problem solver, because that's what happened, right? You get one problem, you get rid of it, you cope, you find the tools to cope with, and then you find the tools to resolve it. And then by the time you know, you've gone into another problem, not you per se, but just using the word you. You've gone into another problem, and then a third one, a fourth one, a fifth one, and all of life becomes a series of problem-solving situations. And then what happens is you forget to live. You forget to live this life, and you forget to live in the in-between moments also, which are rare, and they are just a few days or a few seconds of the in-between moments where you really live. Joyful Manifestation is a book which is available on Amazon.com and some other online retailers. I think iTunes carries it. Joyful Manifestation is a process. It's a 10-step process. And it's all about manifesting your life joyfully from the place of joy. Life is not about solving problems, one after the other. It's a change of perspective. It's a different outlook. Let me give you an example. I called this person on the phone. I called one company. I had something that I needed to talk about. The woman that I got on the phone, the other line, she had this no-nonsense, hard voice, really hard tone. And she started to make me feel as if I had done something wrong, which I had not. But it's just her tone puts you on the defensive and makes you feel as if you're doing something wrong. I'm an intellectual and I speak logically. I know that I could continue talking to her logically. I know that I could do it, but then I'm going to be spending so many minutes talking to someone who obviously starts off this conversation by putting me on the defensive and trying to make me feel bad. I know I can win her with a lot of discussion and go hammer and tongs at it and beat her at her own game. What I decided was, hey, I'm going to joyfully manifest, and I heard from her voice she would make my day hard. I said, can I just talk to someone else? I want to speak to someone else. And the person, no, you can talk to me. They're going to tell you the same thing. You know, this is our company rules. This is a company policy. They're going to say the same thing to you. Blah, 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 blah. No, I would really like to talk to someone else. If they don't do that, then I hang up and I call back again. And I'm in joyful manifestation energy. I'm flowing that. I get somebody who equals me on that and who wants to work with me. And you can find out, right? As soon as somebody talks to you, they have a sweet voice, they want to help you, they're full of customer service. I saved a lot of minutes arguing with a person who was all ready to make my life difficult. I got someone who is also in joyful energy. And guess what? Now, the very policies that the previous person said would go against me, this new person says those policies don't exist. And she's all about cooperation. No, nothing like that. No. We're all with you. There's no such policy. We're here to help you, blah, blah, blah. And we have such a beautiful discussion. Everything is resolved. She wants to help me. We're discussing the weather and how wonderful it is. The whole experience has changed just because a person decides not to go at something from the level of hardship. I'd rather have a good time talking to someone. And if you just change your energy and if you realize that the person that you're dealing with is coming from a hard place, back off. Back off and then find someone. Ask the universe, I want to talk to someone who's nice, who's sweet. And you will find that once you get good at this, a person comes online who's just there to help you, and she can turn her company's policies upside down and even say that they actually don't exist, that nothing is going against you, everything is going for you. That's joyful manifestation for you. And this is just a tiny, tiny, tiny example of what you can do if you come from the space of joy and you don't come from the space of letting everybody irritate you. Because there are people in this world who are connected to negative energy and they are there just to give you a hard time. This is a world of duality. I'm a realist. And if you read the book Joyful Manifestation, it explains very, very clearly about the dualities and how this is a game of life. Do you know about what is that game? In my country, we call it snakes and ladders, and I think it's called snakes and what is it, ladders and chutes or something over here. What it does is you climb these ladders, so you get these advantages, and you climb the ladder, you throw the dice, you climb the ladders, right? And then you come across a snake or a pipe or a chute, and then it brings you down again. So you're climbing up these ladders when you get some good numbers on the dice, and then you come across these places where you got to slide down again and you go into a disadvantage. That's life. That's life. And the key is to throw the right numbers on the dice and to make sure that you're constantly climbing up. And if you do start to slide down, use the process, the joyful manifestation process, to come back up again. Doesn't mean that you have to get into confrontation with every person who is out there, like a snake or a chute or a pipe that's going to bring you down and they want to spoil your day and they want to make sure that you don't get your money back or that your money is disappearing and you lose something and they're there to create a loss for you. And what you can do is instead of fighting with them and arguing with them, and yes, you might win, but it's a lot of wasted energy. All you need to do is ask the universe for a better match, for someone who wants to talk to you nicely. And trust me, you're going to get that someone. The desire behind this, of course, you know there are different types of personalities, right? You have personalities aching for a fight. And if they haven't had a fight, they can't sleep. They just can't sleep. Their day is not done. The whole world is full of winning this and winning that, arguing this and arguing that, and having to get victory at any cost. It's the personality, and they're wired to do that. And the trick is not to get involved with such a personality that's going to bring you down and it's going to make your life hard. That person is there just to make sure that you lose. It's the truth. There is dark and there is light in this universe. You have people who are completely in the dark, you have people who are completely in the light, and then you have various shades of grays in between. And who you choose to deal with and what is the kind of experience that you want to have is completely your choice. And if you use the right methods, you can climb up these ladders and keep climbing ladders one after the other until you reach your goal. The number of snakes that you take down, the number of falls that you have dramatically reduces until it actually stops at some point. but at least it dramatically reduces, and you will find that you're climbing higher and higher all the time. There are lesser and lesser obstacles trying to come your way. That's joyful manifestation. Here's one more thing. When we are manifesting, we are not trying to heal. So let's say somebody, fictitious Jane, wants to listen to the show, read the book. She should leave her trauma in a separate basket. Violet color basket, it's labeled for trauma. And then you put all your trauma into that basket. And you don't come with your trauma. And don't try to deal with manifestation from the space of trauma. Trauma just attracts more trauma. There is a lot of healing that has to go to take out trauma from the system. Trying to heal of all of the trauma is going to take a very, very long time. It's really much better to directly go into manifesting. Because as a manifester, the recognition for trauma does not exist because you are a creator. You are God incarnated in this human body. God does not know what trauma is. I mean, he knows what trauma is, but what I'm saying is he doesn't recognize trauma. What God is interested in, and by God I mean anything that you think of as God, the universe, the creation forces. The creation forces are interested in creating, not into trauma and psychological issues and all of these things, though it's a very, very real thing. Psychological problems and trauma, it's very real because of all of the negatives that people go through in this life. However, while manifesting, at least if you can keep in your mind that I'm trying to manifest here, I'm not trying to give voice to my trauma. Because what's going to happen is so many shows, what do? They call somebody on the show and they're busy discussing what happened to them. Finally, the audience is crying, the host is crying, everybody's crying, and there's a whole lot of trauma energy being spread around. Because everybody is tuning into syncing up with this thing that this person has gone through, and they are all about tears. But you cannot manifest from that level. What are we doing there? We are just allowing life's problems to keep coming back up again and again and again. I'm not saying that somebody shouldn't go for healing on the side. Certainly go and heal, take whatever psychological counseling you need, whatever help you need. But in your mind, the thing that you have to remember is this is not about the trauma that I've gone through. This is about manifesting. And you cannot combine trauma and manifesting. You can do all your healing as a separate thing. And when you're doing your healing, you can remember that, okay, right now, I'm not manifesting, but I'm healing myself so that I become a better manifester because all of these things are not clouding my brain. However, when I'm manifesting, I'm thinking from the space of a manifester, and what manifester thinks of is what am I going to manifest next? And how am I going to do it? What is the technicalities behind it? What is the process of manifesting? How do I learn to become a really, really good manifester so that I become this fantastic creator who is not just going through life's issues, having trauma being inflicted on me by all of the members of society who are waiting just to give me a dose of trauma every day. It's very important that you separate trauma and you separate manifestation, and when you recognize that, okay, this is where I'm purely manifesting, and this is where I'm trying to heal some of my traumas and issues so that I can become a better manifester. There will be a day when your mind will even refuse to recognize trauma. It will rise over and above trauma. It will refuse to recognize it. In your world, there will be no trauma. Trust me, that's going to happen. You will just not experience mental torture and you will not experience trauma because you're purely existing on the level of manifesting and you're existing on the level of joy, pleasure, happiness, success, confidence, and all of the good things that come along with it. Yes, there might be some ups and downs, but you become so good at sidestepping. You become so good at turning it around and not letting it eat at you. That's joyful manifestation. And another thing is, you also become good at what I call selective hearing. So, with this, we can take a short break and we can go into money manifestation and discuss selective hearing and money manifestation more. We're going to play some music, so please hang on. We're coming back. We're going into money manifestation, work and career.
All in my brain, gold watches, gold chain, gold dollar champagne. Yeah, my money insane. Yeah, I'm making it rain. But I was just on a plane, buying gear, flying here. This much is my time of year. If I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks. I'm always rolling up, so I get love from that. Then it's not my swag, but I don't want it bad. I was on this, but now I'm on to that. You see, I'm in my closet for a song to rap. Was out there in the wild, now I'm going bad, man. I got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Pop so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But I'm still growing up, my family here, and they rolling up, so I'm. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. Well, girl, you know I'm a star. Used to barrels, but now we buy the bar. Last year they had to ask them, they know who we are. Walk in the building our own. You tell by who I'm on the phone with. Yeah, talk about grown. Too busy jacking my swag. Need to fuck around, get your own cars, get your own clothes, get your own smoke, get your own. You ain't ripping my game, get your own click. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. Go hard, go hard. Make sure you do whatever it is that you gotta do. That's your job. Don't hate, but that's no prob. So hey, fuck them, don't need nothing from them. So sucking, but the they claiming don't mean nothing. It's straight from Cali, that's what's in my joint, that's what I'm puffing. OG, I'm been one since I was young enough to know that everybody was gonna know me. Most don't see. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. Work, 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 work.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're into money manifestation now, work and career. Career and work. I ended part one of the show saying something about selective hearing. Selective hearing is the ability to hear only what you want to hear. It's the actual English translation. What it means is you become this person who does not allow everything and everybody to interfere with your manifestation. And you develop this ability to hear only what you want to hear, only that which supports you, only that which helps you in your manifestation process. It sounds so simple, right? Selective hearing. Develop selective hearing. It sounds so simple. However, in actual practice, it's so hard. It's so hard because remember we said this world is about dualities, the light and the dark, and various shades of gray in between. Selective hearing becomes hard because there are so many millions and billions of people out there in this world, so many radio stations, so many television stations, so much internet, so many articles out there, Facebook, different social media platforms. Everybody wants to give you a dose of what they're going through. So if somebody posts a picture of a sunrise, oh, a wonderful sunrise, how wonderful it is. What does that do? We become happy when we look at it, correct? So there is an increase of energy in our energy system, in our body. Our body feels good, our mind feels good, everything feels good, and we feel joyous. We feel as if you're in this elevated space of joy. And then someone else can put something negative. Something happened to somebody, a deer got, something happened to a deer, something happened to some other animal, something happened to this car, something happened to this person's job, etc. And what happens? Immediately, there is this trigger that happens within us of fear. Fear starts to set in, become fascinated by this negative news that's being thrown through any one of the platforms that people use in this world to spread information. There are very few shows, actually, radio shows and talk shows, positive shows like we have on BBS Radio and some other radio stations that actually want to help you. There are a lot of people who want to share their experiences with you. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. And developing selective hearing is important because you learn how to focus on the good news and you shut out the bad. Literally shut it out. This is not about being a realist. I mean, I'm a realist, but there is a way to be a realist. The way to be a realist is to create your own reality. You accept what's happening. It's not that you're saying, no, there's no bad things happening in this world. We know that there is, and this is the reality. But what we're doing is we're shifting this reality and we're creating our own reality in this reality. And hopefully, one day, the whole reality changes. But as you develop selective hearing, you do not enter somebody's negative article and lap it up. Lap it up, lap it up into your system. And what you're feeding into your system is a whole bunch of negative stuff. All of this negativity is going to take its toll one day. Because what happens now is you become you. Okay, let me take out the you again. So whenever this happens, I'm going to turn to fictitious Jane, where there's something negative being discussed. So fictitious Jane becomes this negative person, and she starts to expect negativity in her reality because, well, that's what the world is showing her. And that's how negativity spreads, fear spreads, lot of negative things continue to happen, etc. Developing selective hearing is very, very important because as a single spark, you have a say. And what you allow into your body, what you allow into your system, what you allow to form a part of your belief system, because remember that your belief system is being created through all of your experiences. Your belief system is being strengthened second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, etc. And then your belief system, finally, it's going to give up trying to be positive because there's just so much negative. The overwhelming evidence of negative things happening is just too great. And after all, just human, right? And as humans, there is a limit to the amount of negativity that a person can take. So now what happens is fictitious Jane's energy system has become a powerful manifesting machine to expect more negativity. And so there's an attraction for more negativity. And soon there's going to be more articles on Facebook and other social media platforms and other platforms, news clip, all of these video clips, news clips of all the bad things that are happening. And soon reality has become bad. And then people say, oh, this world is bad. It's getting worse day after day. Actually, in my reality, things are getting better. This world is actually getting better. A lot of good things are happening. And that's how I think of my reality. And that's how I think of the reality outside me, because as you become a joyful manifester, you're attracting more joyful situations. Joyful people are walking up to you and showing you their best side because you've developed selective hearing. This is not about the ostrich with its head in the sand. Even if it's just you, yourself, you want to believe that your life is going to be good, that nothing bad is going to happen to you. And the way that this whole thing is connected with money manifestation is when you hear of people being laid off, when you hear of the economy being bad, when you see a lot of information of who's getting fired, 10,000 people being laid off or something happening to them. I don't know about 10,000 people, but at least 2,000, 500, 5,000, these numbers. And then on a country level scale, and then on a global scale, all of these so-called realities popping up. And if you witness a bunch of this over even a few hours' time, even a few hours' time, your vibrations can take such a hit. It can change so drastically that your reality has turned around on its axis. It's turned around and it's now manifesting something negative. Developing selective hearing is important here because you have to come from the belief that even if stuff is happening somewhere else, it's not going to happen to you. That's belief number one. It may be happening to everybody else, but it's not going to happen. However, I wouldn't recommend challenging yourself and reading everything bad about everybody else, what's happening to everybody else, and challenging your energy system to hold your positive energy, because even without you knowing, there could be a drain going on. Overnight, there could be a drain and you've manifested something negative. So developing selective hearing is very, very important, along with this belief that even if things are happening to other people, it's not going to happen to you. However, protect yourself. Shut out sources of negativity. Don't look at it. Just don't look at it. Don't investigate it. Don't be a researcher. If you want to research something really good. Research places where people are making a lot of money. Go to news articles in countries that are doing well. Read about how someone became a millionaire. Read about how someone became a billionaire, how that worked out for them. how they were at the right place at the right time, and there was a sequence. Synchronicity, right? Is that the word? So there was a sequence of good events that happened that attracted more good to them. Read about that. Selective hearing, selective seeing, selective everything. And let your world, in your reality, let it be flooded with good news about all the people who are striking it rich. So that what happens now is you start to believe that the country that you are in, the place that you are in, is actually successful and good things are happening for people. And there are a lot more people who are achieving success. You're empathizing, not sympathizing, but empathy. People say, oh, I'm so empathetic. I feel this and I feel that. But a lot of people are tuning into the negative and saying, I have empathy. They kind of connect empathy with sympathy. And sympathy comes from the place of feeling bad for somebody. But if you use empathy to empathize with things that are positive, it starts to work with you. You can take these skills and this sensitivity that you have and turn it towards a positive and connect with people who are successful and for whom good things are happening. And so you strengthen your money manifestation vibrations. Because your belief system believes that only good can happen for you. You will continue to make a lot of money. There's nothing called a poor economy. There's nothing like that. So your belief system starts to believe that everything is good. People are doing well, at least the people that you read about. And that you're aligned with the people who are doing well. And that is what is going to happen to you. This is very important for money manifestation. We can go into an affirmation right now for money manifestation. Take a deep breath. And remember, before we go into this affirmation, that having money solid in your aura is important because you honestly are here to live a good life. So let's start our affirmation now. I'm just making it up as we're going along because I'm very much tuned to the people who are listening to me and what it is that we need to affirm. So here it is. I am a healthy person. I have physical health and mental health. My whole body, along with my mind, works together, supporting each other to achieve wonderful and healthy goals and targets. I am flowing in the space of comfort and luxury. I am able to remain in this energy of comfort and luxury so that my body and my mind are nourished and continue to work well for me, creating abundance as I continue to live my life. Wherever I go, I walk with this feeling that I have abundance flowing through me, around me, that I shall never be taken down from this position of abundance. And even if I am shaken for a few minutes, for a few days, I climb back up again and I am ready to go. I am a machine that attracts abundance. And I allow myself to enjoy this abundance because that is where God and the universe want me to be, a beacon of light that spreads abundance all around me. It is okay to be wealthy now and to have this abundance in my life. This affirmation, even if you just heard it, you know, you cannot remember it, it would have gone into you somewhere It would be in your cells, it would be in your energy, and it will work for you way after the show. There are times that the energy system starts to fail. It starts to fail because of so many negative belief systems, and it starts to think that it even doesn't deserve abundance. Do you know how many people in this world are there who don't think that they deserve abundance and that they're okay where they are? It's good to be okay where you are, but to think that that is their lot for life and that is all that they deserve, not even imagining that they could lead better lives, lives of comfort and luxury, and be beacons of light, walking around, showing people that this is how to live. To live like royalty, to live like kings, to live like queens, to enjoy this world, and that this world is not about poverty. It's so important to think that you're here to enjoy all of these luxuries and to make your life better and better, and to take this with you wherever you go. It's in your belief systems. If you carry this belief system, you will not be touched by those negative forces that want to take you out of your job, kick you out, that want to lay you off, that wants your business to fail, that doesn't want you to do well, and constantly manage your income and try to just meet all your bills and pay your debts off. These negative forces will not even try to approach you, trying to pull you into their reality, into thinking that this is what life is about. We are at the end of money manifestation now, and we are stepping into soulmate manifestation, that which I call love and sex. We are going to listen to some music, 2 or 3 minutes, coming back soon. Hold on tight.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa!
I'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
One more taste of what I got.
Uh-huh.
I'll have you spending all you got.
Come on.
Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa!
You can have it your way. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up, or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be a nympho, I'll be a nympho. In the hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your friends teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Just between me and you, yeah. Give it to me, baby, nice and slow. Climb on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before, cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch in thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, her lights off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. Long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne can. Pain. Bottle after bottle of song, and we gon' sip to every bubble, and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop. One more taste of what I got. I'll have to
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer, back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're into soulmate manifestation, sex and love, love and sex. We were talking about selective hearing and about how reading various articles, listening to news about this happening to this one, that happening to that one, how all of this affects our energy system, how all of this affects our belief system into finally giving up and then being completely on one side, and that is the side of negativity, where you start to believe that negative things are going to happen to you. Let's say I look at a lot of articles and I read them and I start to emotionally connect. You have heard of the emotional guidance system. I've spoken about it in one of the shows. Emotional guidance system is in us. What it does is it gives all these feelings corresponding to thoughts that we have. While reading an article of something bad, you are going to go through various feelings. And you start to have this empathy and sympathy, and you tune into it and you become one with it. In that moment that you become one with it, you've actually taken on all of that stuff. Your aura gets filled with all of this negativity and it becomes part of your story. What the universe does is it thinks that you like the story because you're going through all of these emotions. Talking about love, there are so many movies out there, people losing each other, someone leaves someone, something really bad happens, there are all these fights that happen. So you have all these movies out there, and then you have novels, you have articles, and you have real life situations of people posting on social media. This happened to me and that happened to me. And this guy did this to me and this guy did that to me. And how dare he? While reading all of this, if you're not using selective hearing, listening, seeing, reading, you're taking all of this inside you. And now your emotional system is sympathizing with all of these people involved in all of these dramas. Once your feelings come out and it's pushed out into the universe thinks that you actually like it. The universe thinks you want a story like that. And even though what you're really doing is you're feeling, oh my God, this poor person, did this really happen to her? Oh my God, did this really happen to him? That's terrible. Oh no, it shouldn't happen to me. Oh my God. And so you're going through these feelings. And even if you're not going, oh my God, I am exaggerating a little bit. But there are different people, right? Even if you're not going through that, you're definitely having a response and you're feeling sick about it. Or you're feeling disgusted. You're feeling angry. You're feeling so, what is that word? Righteous. About it. And universe thinks she loves this drama. She really loves it. Look at her giving all of these expressions of disgust and anger and sadness, and she's truly loving living every minute of it. The universe thinks you want it, and then it creates a story for you in your personal life, all because it thinks that you like it. As you tune into all of this, another thing happens, and that is your nervous system gets used to having these expressions and these feelings. So your nervous system now is more used to feeling disgusted about something than enjoying something. Slowly, your whole nervous system, your mind, your being, everything is shifting from enjoying pleasure to feeling disgusted about the various things that are happening. So you've got the universe over here on one hand, thinking that you want more of it, and your nervous system, which gets used to feeling more disgust than pleasure. So the universe just decides that they want to give you more of it. And your love story has taken a turn for the worse. Even on a very realistic day-by-day interactions with people, I have so many clients, and they manage to somehow attract someone really nice and end up losing them. Of course, that's when they come and start working with me, many of my clients, and they want to get the person back, or they want to have a different experience. I guide them through the joyful manifestation process, and I help them become joyful manifestors. Reality is going to be founded on successful love, happy love, good love, generous love, men treating women nicely love. That's what a joyful manifester is going to manifest, and that is what she's going to attract. A man who's genuinely interested in her, who really wants to hear what she has to say, who thinks that she's the best thing walking on two legs that he's ever seen. And it's not a particular blonde bombshell. There's nothing wrong with blonde people, and there's nothing wrong with being a bombshell. However, the person that you like is looking at you and who you are. And if you've got dark hair, and if you've got freckles on your nose, and whatever is happening with you right now, weight-wise, the man sees you as the most wonderful thing in this world, walking around, because you're a joyful manifester, and this is what you attract to you. In your particular world, you empathize, or you connect to good stories, happy stories, because that's what's filling your aura, not all the negative stories. So important that you have to train your nervous system to enjoy things, to have fun, to have pleasure in your life, to feel good when you wake up in the morning, and not dread the day that's going to happen in the next few hours. To feel good and wake up with a smile, and to know that whenever you meet a man, the man is definitely going to appreciate the beauty of your skin, the beauty of your hair, the beauty of your body, beauty of the sound of your voice, the words that you speak. Everything seems like honey and wine to him. And it seems fantastic. Can you hear me now, how I start to talk and how I feel? Immediately, I just go into this place with, oh my God, that feels so good. Because my nervous system is used to feeling good. It's used to feeling good. I just feel happy and I feel good. My nervous system is more used to having fun, laughing, joking, dancing around, singing, doing fun stuff, going to nice restaurants, eating good food, and basically enjoying myself. My nervous system just feels good, and it immediately starts to feel good when I think of something nice. Someone handsome, a gorgeous 6-foot guy, just thinking of it, my nervous system immediately, my mind says, oh, wow, that's good. It's not going to go to dread and say, oh, my God, I just thought of this beautiful man, and I bet he's not going to give me the time of the day. My nervous system does not immediately go into dread. It stays in the place of pleasure. It stays in the place of enjoying the sight of something, enjoying the thought of something, and my mind loves to think about it, and it loves to feel good about it. It does not go into immediate fear and dread that something bad is going to happen. Soulmate manifestation is very, very important, that to go through this place of pleasure again and again with regards to the man that you really, really like, or the woman that you really, really like. We're at the end of our show right now. I will be talking to you again 2 weeks later. I hope you have a wonderful 2 weeks, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day. Thank you.
Done.